Morning.
Good morning.
大家早。
And happy 4th of July to all. So, for those who don't actually know me, my name is Josh.
大家有的可能不认识我，我的名字叫 Josh.
I've been coming here to this church since I think close to the end of
2008. 我大概是2008年底来这个教会。
Today I just want to share with you kind of two things. One is kind of how I came about here, and two.How the Lord has led me to work with the youth.
我有两件事分享，一个就是神怎样带领我来这里，还有一件就是神怎样带领我来服侍年轻人。
When I finished grad school, I came up from Georgia.
我当研究院毕业，我从 Georgia 过来。
I was not a what you call it. I wasn't very good at going to church in Georgia. In fact, If I counted, I told my parents I didn't go once.
我在教教我并没有怎么去教会。如果我还记得不错的话，我只是跟父母去过一次。
That was zero.
只是在一岁的时候。When you?
No, when I was in Georgia, I didn't go to church at all. Hello.
Okay. 完全没有去教会。
都没有去对。Well, so when I came to Kansas City, my mom had told me, Josh, you need to find a church.
我到 Kansas City 来的时候，我妈妈就跟我说 ，Josh， 你要去找一个教会。
So before I tell you about this, I am very. If you can't tell by now, I'm very kind of like I'm very Americanish. I don't really like to speak Chinese very often.
你可以看到我，你就可以知道我是很美国化的。
Yeah, I grew up in an American church.
我是在美国教会长大的。
And I really have a, no offense to anybody, but I really had a slight dislike for Chinese churches because of the one I went to back home.
我不是要冒犯任何人，但是我几乎不会去中国教会，除非我是在回家的时候。
But when I came here, I didn't know anybody. So my mom actually, the first Chinese church I went to in Kansas City was actually over in Emmanuel.
当我到我来 Kansas City 的时候，我谁也不认识。我第一个去的中国教会是伊玛内利教会。
But I went to the late service, so it was all in Chinese.
我是到那个第二堂聚会，所以说全部是中文的。
It was kind of close to the end, so I didn't understand a word of it really.
所以从头到尾我就一句话也听不懂。
But So my mom actually told me about this church. The reason I came to this church is because she says Auntie Ling goes here. So.
我妈妈叫我来这个教会。我来的原因，她就是说，
林阿姨，林阿姨的新面的妈妈。
新面的妈妈，林姊妹在这里。
But I was like, who?
哎，我说，她是谁？
But it's after a little bit of remembrance, I remember them. They were kind of like a childhood friend when we used to live in Pennsylvania.
后来我有点想起来，好像我们在宾州时候见过他们。
And so I came to church. The first day I came and introduced myself.
我第一天来教会，然后我介绍自己。
And immediately it was kind of caught me off guard. Just you know, people just started introducing them to me, especially the start of the young adults.
很多人就听了我介绍自己，很多人就介绍他们自己，所以让我就觉得说让我觉得很温暖。
Yeah. And the person that was actually the most surprised to see was Eater.
这个最使我印象深的是 Eater.
Because Eater and I actually we used to go to CWC when we were back in junior high to high school.
我们去CWC is for Christian Witnessing 基督我们去基督工人的中心从这个高中就一起去
So off right the bat I was like oh wow I already know somebody for some reason so
所以我很高兴我这里遇见了已经认识的人
so I you know I started out with the young adults and then it's just kind of how funny how God leads me from you know I'm very pro American church only and now I'm actually in the Chinese church which I never thought was possible
我觉得是神奇妙的带领。以前我觉得说我完全就是想去美国教会，不太想去中国教会。但是现在我就很喜欢这里。
So I kind of, you know, I stuck around here. So, and I like it.
所以我就留下来了。
So, that kind of leads me to the second part is where how one night Eater was, you know, Eater and I kind of became grow to become pretty close friends. And one night he just kind of started talking to me about the youth group.
我和伊特就是成为好朋友，然后我们就是在这，他跟我分享我们要如何服侍年轻人。
He asked me if I wanted to help him, you know, and help leading or helping out with the youth group and, you know, activities and stuff.
他问我是不是愿意来帮助或者说带领这些年轻人的活动。
And some of the stuff I've already shared with the youth, so I'm going to share with the rest of you guys. I told him I'm not a very good role model. If you ever take a look at my life.
我已经分享过，跟有些人分享过，可能你们也知道，就是，但我觉得我自己不是一个很好的模范。
But Ether tells me that, you know, Josh, I really see a lot of potential in you.
但是伊特说，我在你里面看到很多的潜力。
So after a while, I thought about it, and eventually, you know, I guess I said, okay, I'll try. I'll give it a try.
这个经过思考，我就说我愿意尝试一下。
In the end, it actually, you know, it's funny how God works, because we tend to balance each other out.
神的带领是很奇妙的，我们好像要互相的互补。
Because here's the difference. Eater is a very nice person, and he, you know, if you ever talk to him, if you ever get to know him, he's very nice, very soft, but he's also very easy to persuade.
我们的个性不同。 那个伊特他是很友善，他人很善良的，但是他也很容易被人的意见影响。I
on the other hand, I'm what you call, well, at least by the kids, I'm the mean one.
那个孩子们可能看我就是比较属于比较那个不友善的。
Right, but I tend to like show, I guess, a little bit, you know, meaner side myself, but.
看起来好像他们会看到一些负面的东西。
But what turns out balances out because we kind of need both. You can't have one without the other. It's kind of like.
但是我觉得我的性格和伊特是可以互补，因为我们彼此的需要。
So in the end, it actually works out really well.
那感谢主，最后就是好像很合作的非常好。
So I was, you know, it's just funny. Like when I think about it, it's just, you know, he either asked me. Did you ever imagine that you will come from all the way from Georgia all the way to this point in Kansas City to be helping with the youth?
伊特就问我说，如果你回想的话，你觉得实在回想这件事情，你从 Georgia 那么远来到 Kansas City 来服侍年轻人，你能够想象得到吗？
And I was like, no.
我说我想不到。
Yeah. So it, you know, it's one of those, you know, it's very cliche to say, but you know, definitely God works in mysterious ways.
实在我要不得不承认说这是神奇妙的工作。
But now the second part I want to get to is the Colorado trip we took last month. I didn't get a chance to speak up here last time.
我还要分享就是我们上次去科罗拉多的旅程，上次我没有机会分享。
This trip I wouldn't really mainly speak on. I was thinking about what to talk about, you know.
我在思想说我到底要说什么。
Because there were so many things that happened, and there were so many things that, you know, one person can share.
是有许许多多的事情发生，一个人也分享不完。
But off the top of the bat, I want to share with you that my tent, we all slept in different tents. My tent contained, Sean, Hui, and Michael.
我最先想到要分享就是。 在我的帐篷里有Sean和Michael.
And let me tell you something. These three guys are not boys, they're men.
他们。They're
not boys, they're men.
他们不是只是男孩子，他们是成人一样。
Because they snore very loud.
因为他们，我说这个的原因是因为他们打呼声音很响。
And that's not the take away from them. That's actually, you know, I'm actually very impressed when I went.
给我的印象非常深刻。
Yeah. There was one time where middle of the night, I think some of the girls, something, they heard some animal. They actually heard like animal noises outside. Okay.
有一天晚上，好像有一些女孩子她们听到一些动物的声音。
And I told him the next morning, I was like, are you sure it wasn't coming from my tent?
早上我就问他们说，你们是不是确定你们听到那个动物的噪声不是从我的帐篷这边来的？
But it wasn't, so it wasn't. But another thing, one of the main things I want to share with you, what I learned about is, you know, even as a kid, I, you know, we all have our rebellious age, you know, with our parents.
我想要分享就是我们在我们孩童的时代，我们都有一个叛逆的时期。
And we, you know, we never believe our parents' advice or ever.
我们从来不相信父母的教训。
But even this trip even opened up my eyes because I got to saw some incredible things with the adults that came with us.
但是这次的旅程实在叫我的眼睛被打开，因为我看见在一些的孩子的身上，我看见一些难以置信的事。
Like just a couple of examples, real quick. After we were all done hiking the mountain, like after, during lunch, we all decided to go back down.
比方说，就是当我们爬山完了回来。
One example was some of the other kids and some of the adults, like Auntie Wuyang, still went up, tried to get to like the tree line.
他们回来之后，有一些人他们还是要再出去，tree line那些。
And here I am at the age of 26, and I thought I'm like, you know, I'm very fit, I'm fine, but I can't go up any farther. I'm already getting a headache. And
像我，我26、7岁，但我回来，但我已经觉得够了，我应该不能够再做什么活动了。
Yeah, she keeps going up. Yeah.
但是这些小孩子，他们还有精力，他们还可以继续。
Right. Another example is, you know, Uncle Robert. You know, he was hiking with the guys.
还有就是 Robert 叔叔，他是与我们一起的爬山。
And it's kind of amazing because when we were kind of lost a little bit, he just kind of like, well, we'll go this way. He just kind of went that way. We all followed him, whether or not it was the right way or not.
他就是我们好像差不多就要迷路了，但是他好像很轻松的一直说，我们应该朝这里走。 那时候我们都不知道那个路对不对。
And we actually did get lost. But
那后来我们确实也迷路了。
But the funny part is when we got lost, we actually took a shortcut and beat everybody else.
但是我们迷路之后，但是我们找到了一条捷径，所以我们比其他人还先到。
And there was another time that was just it just kind of frightened me a little bit. We're climbing up and we're going through some snow, and that's kind of close to where we're eating lunch.
我们还有一次就是很惊险，就是我们爬到一个地方是被雪覆盖的，离我们吃饭的地方很近。
Yeah. And we were all, you know, getting on top of snow, we're all sinking in. I mean, you all saw the video, like Chris was in, some of the people were just going right into the snow.
你没有看过那个录像，就是突然我们就陷下去了。
But up comes Uncle Robert with a cane in his hand, with a stick in his hand.
那个Robert叔叔他就来了，他手里拿了一根棍子。
Somehow walking on top of the snow.
好像他就很像是在雪上面走一样。
It was just like all of us were looking at him and we're like, whoa.
我们看着他就非常惊奇。
You know, it's amazing. I don't know how he did it, but
我们不知道他怎么做得到。
Yeah. And this is just to show you that, you know, it shows me right then and there that they are already, you know, still till this day, no matter how old they are still stronger than me mentally, physically, and everything.
这个实在是从一点一滴里，我认识到，不管他们身体上、属灵上面，他都是比我强壮。
So it starts to make you think a little bit of, you know what, they know what they're talking about.
所以让我明白说，他们知道他们所说的。
So my advice is kind of thrown out to the youth, but to anybody with parents, I mean, yeah, that always, you know, take their advice seriously. I mean, actually take it to heart and don't just throw it away because you think it's, you know, this means like it's not of this generation's advice.
那个我这个话是向年轻人说的，但也是向所有父母还在的人说的，就是当你们的父母向你有所建议的时候，认真的听，因为实在来说。
I just want to leave you with a verse here. It's Proverbs 4.
最后我要分享一节圣经，箴言第四篇。
It's Proverbs 4, 1 through 5.
箴言第四章1到5节。
Okay, I am using a New Living Translation, so you might not be able to follow. My children, listen to me. Listen to your father's instruction. Pay attention and grow wise, for I am giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from teaching, for I too was once my father's son. tenderly loved by my mother as an only child. My father told me, take my words to heart, follow my instructions and you will live. Learn to be wise and develop good judgment. Don't forget or turn away from my words.
感谢主。粽子啊, 要听父亲的教训, 留心得知聪明, 因我所给你们的是好教训, 不可离弃我的法则, 我在父亲面前为孝子, 在母亲眼中为独一的骄儿, 父亲教训我说, 你心要存记我的言语, 遵守我的命令, 变得存活, 要得智慧, 要得聪明, 不可忘记, 也不可偏离我口中的言语。
Okay, hi. 3 weeks ago, me and some other youth went to CYIA training camp, and I have a video that Uncle Emil is going to play. Okay, like you saw in the video, CYIA is a Christian Youth in Action, which is a summer missionary thing, I guess, for youth like our age. And then we go out to like urban Kansas City, and we're starting tomorrow. And we go out and we teach like little kids and like mostly like in.
Okay. 大家可能看到哈，这个 CYIA 就是基督年轻人行动，他们是一个暑假的传道的活动。 我们明天就要到 Kansas City 的乡村的地方去。
Mm-hmm. And most of the kids there are like they're pretty like impoverished. They don't have like a lot of money. And we go out and we go out and teach them about like Jesus and stuff. And sometimes they just go for food, but they're still there.
那里通常都是很贫穷的家庭，他们没有钱。那我们是去传基督，尽管有的人他们可能来，他们动机就是为了得到一点食物，但是我们是要把基督耶稣基督传给他们。
Okay, so 3 weeks ago, me and several other youth, we left for the training camp.
三个星期以前，我和其他几个年轻人，我们一起去参加训练。
Mm-hmm. And the camp was in Hannibal, Missouri, somewhere in Missouri. I don't know where it is.
是在密苏里的一个地方，我都说不出来具体在哪里，叫 Hannibal.
So we stayed at the camp for 2 weeks. It was like an indoor, so it wasn't like tents or anything. It was inside a Catholic. Was it, no, it's not Catholic anymore. But it was inside an evangelical church.
那是我们在这个训练营地待了两个星期，是在室内。
Mm-hmm. And then there was like dorms where like the boys slept, and then like the dorm where the girls slept, and then we had like breakfast, lunch, dinner, and stuff there.
有男生和女生的宿舍，也有卫生间，也有洗澡的地方。
Yes, and I brought the schedule so I can tell you guys kind of what our lives were like.
我把我们的日程带来了，你们可以让你们可以对我们的活动有点了解。So
the first week is mostly we just learned about how to teach the material.
第一个星期我们学习怎样教那个教材。So
we usually woke up around 6 o'clock.
我们早上6点醒来。
And then 7 o'clock to 7:30 we would have breakfast.
7点到7点半早餐。
And after breakfast we had quiet time, which we had a devotion book.
然后灵修，我们有一个灵修的手册。
Mm-hmm. And we had a devotion book which taught us a lot about revival.
这里面有许多是教导我们关于复兴的。The
book was really nice. It teaches you about like humility and like loving God and stuff like that.
那本书非常好，它教导我们谦卑与爱神。And
after that, we had classes.
然后我们就上课。And
then we had 2 classes and then a break.
我们上两节课，然后休息一下。And
then 2 more classes and then lunch.
然后再上两节课，然后午餐。And
after that, we had a demo, which was like. Some people that have been there for more years, they would go and they would like do a demonstration about like what the stuff is supposed to be like.
然后就是有一些已经去传道过的，然后他们给我们有一些示范。
And after that, we had quiet study, so we can study by ourselves about teach the material.
然后我们就有一段安静学习的时间来学习我们的材料。And
then there was rec time, which was like recreation.
然后有一个短的娱乐的时间。
And then we had dinner.
然后晚餐。
And then we had out loud practice in our small groups.
然后就有小组的训练。
I was in Andy Julie's group.
我是在 Julie 阿姨的那一组。
That's a good thing, I guess.
是很好的。
And then we had missions classes, which we learned about the missionaries, which we were going to teach about.
我们就是也学了这个传道的课程，就是我们如何去传道。
And then after that, we had chapel, which was kind of like youth group, ish.
也有像这个年轻人的分组的活动。
And we would like sing songs, and then we would have like testimonies, and then there was a pastor there that talked to.
我们就有唱诗有见证。
And then, we would go to sleep at around 9:30 to 10.
All
right, and then the next week was almost the same things every day. We would still wake up at 6, and then we would practice and like learn what we were supposed to teach.
我们就也是早上六点醒来，我们要要来训练，我们要来尝试我们所学到的。
Because the second week we would actually go out to parts of Hannibal, Missouri, and teach the children there for practice.
那我们是实际的训练，就是要到那个 Hannibal 那个地方的小孩子当中去。
And that's kind of what the camp was like.
这个就是这个校园的情形。
Because camp was basically preparing us for teaching, which we start tomorrow.
他们会做一些预备，我们明天就要开始正式的。
Yeah, so pray for us.
请为我们祷告。
All right, thank you.
谢谢。
Okay, hi everybody.
大家好。
My name is Rosemary, and I went to CYA like Sky did and a bunch of other of us, and I just wanted to share some of my personal reflections.
叫 Rosemary, 我和斯凯他们一起去这个 CYA 的训练，我也有一些要分享。
Okay, so this was my third year of doing CYA.
这是我受这个 CYA 的训练第三年受这个训练。
And this meant that I had the privilege of being student staff, which meant I helped mentor the first year students, and I would have to do the demonstrations.
我因为是第三年，所以我好像是一个老生，所以我有这个权利来带领新生，所以我是在那个示范的组里面。
And when Mrs. Heath, she's the director for our area. When she asked me if I would be willing to be student staff, I just said yes, and I didn't really think too much about it because it was still like months away.
当我们这个带领我们这个地区的这位姊妹问我说愿不愿意来做这个示范的学生的时候，我就很快答应了。我也没有想到没有多想就答应，因为我觉得还有一个月时间。
And then she asked me again if I would be comfortable doing the demonstrations. And it was still quite a ways away. So I thought, yeah, why not? Because it's a good chance for me to step out of my comfort zone and challenge myself.
后来她又问了我一次我也没多想，我又答应了。就是因为我不知道，就是我觉得说这个好像我还是在我感觉并没有感觉不舒服。
And then I actually got the letter in the mail that told me which days I'd be doing demonstrations. And that's when it really sunk in for me.
这个最后就是我收到了正式的信件在邮件给我，问我说我确定哪一天要来做这个示范，那我就觉得有点害怕。
And I realized that not only would I be teaching in front of all the other students and my teachers and all the other staff,
不仅我是要在所有的孩子还有在老师的面前我要来教这个课。
But I actually had to do a good job because the first year students would be looking to me as an example.
而且不光是我要做这件事情，我必须把它做得好，因为这是给新来的学生一个示范，他们要看到一个好的例子。
And plus, I had to do two demonstrations. And I'm like, well, some people only had to do one, but I got to have two.
但是不仅那样，我要做两个示范。有的人只要做一个，我要做两个示范。
And for those of you who know me, I'm a quiet person, so this wasn't exactly something I was really excited about.
你们认识我的人知道说我是一个安静的人，所以这样的工作对于我来说不是我所喜欢的。
Well, since my first demo wasn't until a week after CYA started, I decided to just put it in the back of my mind and not think too much about it.
And
so I really focused in on CYA, and I think this year God really used the 2 weeks as a spiritual wake-up call for me.
我这进行了在这两周的训练，我觉得神实在是借着这两个星期啊，给我有一个属灵的唤醒。So
like Sky said, we have devotions.
Sky 已经说了，我们有灵修。
And this year, Mr. Avery had bought us each a book, and it's called Seeking Him.
Mr. Avery带给我们带来一本书，叫做《寻求神》。
And it was about revival and really restoring the close relationship with God.
它的主题是复兴，乃是说回到与神亲密的交通里面。
And the first week it talked about who needed revival.
第一个星期是说谁需要复兴。
And it talked about how, like, I think it's from Hosea, where it says we need to break up our fallow ground.
就像在何西亚书所说的，我们要打破我们的
fallow ground. It's like, I guess it's like ground that like it's hardened, so like it's not fertile, so it can't grow.
我们要从我们那些贫瘠的地方出来。
And through it, I guess God really convicted me of how far I had drifted from Him during the school year.
神实在是在我的心里工作，让我不得不承认说，我在学校的时候我远离了神。
And the book is talking about how often we get too caught up in this world, and our hearts are hardened toward God. So then, the growing closer to Him is, I guess, it's hindered.
很多时候，我们的心就是被这个世界抓住了。我们的心向着神的心就变得越来越硬，叫我们的向着神的那个心就不能够成长。And
I realized I had let other things like schoolwork or extracurricular activities or friends take priority in my life when God should be number one.
我觉得我意识到说，在我的认为学校的课程，还有一些额外的课程，还有与其他朋友在一起的时间，很多种种的都是他们都在我的重要性上都比神好像排在前面。And
I know that God, He doesn't just want 50% or 75% or even 99.99%, but He wants 100% of my heart.
我知道说神不是要我们 50%的心，或者说75%或者99.99%的心，神乃是要我们整个的心。
And after reading the Bible passages about the consequences of Israel turning away from God, and about how persistent God is in drawing us back to Him because of His everlasting love for us.
我读到说以色列人他们的心怎样的远离神，每一次神怎样的来，我挽回他们，乃是因为神永远的慈爱。
And I felt really sad that I had let my own selfish will become a stumbling block in my relationship with God.
我的心里实在很忧伤，因为我觉得说我因为自私，叫我的心远离神。
And as each day as God continued to work in my heart, well, finally Saturday arrived.
每一天神都在我心里工作，最后就到了星期六。
That was the day I had to do my demo.
那就是我要做示范的那一天。And
that morning, I was really nervous. And when I get nervous, my hands turn cold and they start clamming up.
我就非常的紧张，我紧张是我的手会变冷，然后那个好像甚至会发抖抽搐。And
it was that morning as I was reflecting back on our devotions, I realized that no, this isn't me doing this, and I wasn't doing this alone.
我在灵修的时候，我真实的感到说，实在不是我自己在做这件事，我不是独自一人。
And that really If I tried to do it myself, I would only get in the way of God and I would fail.
如果我是想来独自做成这件事情，我其实自己就是那个拦阻。
And so I prayed, and it was really extraordinary how during my demo, God gave me a calm heart, and I got through smoothly.
实在是神奇妙的工作，在那个示范的过程中，我的心一直平静安稳，非常的顺利。
Now after finishing my demo, I felt really proud of myself.
那个示范结束的时候，我对自己觉感觉很不好。But
then I realized that, well, God, He has His ways of reminding us that He gets all the glory and that we're only silly little humans.
但是神让我们知道说，他乃是当得荣耀的那一位。And
He reminded me by the next week's devotion topic, which was on humility.
神提醒我，下一周灵修的主题乃是谦卑。And
before this, I hadn't really considered myself a prideful person.
我以前不觉得自己是个骄傲的人。But
in the devotion book, there were three whole pages listing characteristics of a proud person.
但是在那本灵修的手册上面，乃是有整整三页来讲到那些骄傲的心。And
we were supposed to circle the ones that applied to ourselves.
所以我们就要说，从当中看，如果我们乃是和上面有关联的，我们就要画一个圈。And
I had quite a few circles in my book.
我画了好几个的圈。And
some of the ones were a proud person is self-protective of their time, their rights, and their reputations.
说到一个骄傲的人，他们会保护他们自己的时间、他们的名声。And
they have a drive to be recognized and appreciated.
他们要被别人认同，他们要被别人感激。
And they're self-conscious.
他们的意识乃是在自我。
And it was really humbling to discover that when I choose to not take risks because I fear humiliation, or when I think too much about what other people think of me, that is a form of pride.
神让我意识到，当我们说，我们知道说，如果有件事情可能叫我们会丢面子的时候，我们就去逃避。神让我们看见说，其实这也是一种骄傲。
And Mrs. Porter, my small group leader, she said something during the discussion that really stuck out to me.
Ms. Porter, 她给我有一些的教导。
She's told us that when you ask a truly humble person what they think of themselves, they don't think of themselves at all.
她告诉我们说，当你问一个真正的谦卑的人，他对自己的评价或者看法是怎么样的时候，他们乃是说没有什么看法。
And it's when we are really humble that we can really see how inadequate we are and fully surrender to God.
当我们真正谦卑的时候，我们能看到我们真的是何等的缺乏，我们能够完全的向神来降服。
And as it says in Isaiah 57:15, it says, for this is what the high and lofty one says, He who lives forever, His name is holy. I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite.
Isaiah 57:15. 要使谦卑的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
Okay, so for this next school year, I want to let God really use me and to be a better witness in school.
在下一个学年，我是在愿神更多的使用我来做他美好的见证。
I want to not be afraid of telling people that God loves them and that Jesus died for their sins.
愿意不以福音为耻来告诉人神爱他们，愿意拯救他们。
And I want my attitude to be like the hymn says, I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection.
愿意我的心乃是像诗篇里说的那样，我的心不狂傲，也不骄傲，完全的来仰赖神。And
I know it's going to be a daily fight to set aside myself and to let God have the spotlight.
我知道那实在是一个每天的征战，那真正让我们的神被显明出来。
But But it's going to be worth it.
但是那实在是值得呢。
And I want to end by thanking God for choosing to use me this summer again to reach the boys and girls.
最后我还是要感谢神来拣选我这个暑假，来使我来到那些孩子们当中去。
I want to say thank you to him for all that he's taught me these past few weeks.
也感谢那些在这个几周里面教导我的人。
Okay, thank you.
谢谢。
大家好，我叫冯宇辉，我今年15岁，然后今天是我人生中一个重要日子，我在今天受洗，然后归于主的门下，可是我从来都没有写过见证，所以我就写了一篇作文，所以。 反正我就练出来了，我的作文的题目是叫做恩惠，然后开始，每当我倚靠在椅子上，仰望窗外繁星满天，回想起过目露天上的街市，我想那飘渺的空中，竟然有美丽的街市。 街市上陈列的一些物品，竟然是世上没有的珍奇。想着想着，便不觉得沉浸于空洞的幻想中，思考着宇宙尽头的那位主宰。平常是我的家乡，那是一颗四面环海的璀璨的珍珠。漫步海边，感受那温柔的风亲吻你的脸颊，享受沙鹅舔着你的脚丫。 聆听那鹅欢腾的交响曲，那里见了爱不释手。虽然世界如此之大，但神的安排却将我放置于此。我已深深地忘记3年级以前的许多事情，只能通过照片来捕捉脑海中模糊的画面。我妈妈是位基督徒，很多人在我的家庭中是基督徒。 家中的墙上有许多关于基督、耶稣神的话语或画像。虽然我那时不了解神，但那也没有信。但我妈妈在我很小的时候就带我去教会，一共去了几次，就记不清了。但大多数都是为了去看节目和为了拿精致的礼物。但也在不知不觉中。 我把我所知道那位神藏在了我心中的某个角落，陪伴着我，直到3年级时，我学会了怎么和那位奇妙的神沟通、祷告。从那时开始，每当我要做一些事之前，总要和他先说一说，或找我的妈妈帮我祷告。无知的我开始得到了许多好处，几次春游，神都应许我所要的天气。在那以后。 除了对我有好处以外的事，我都不祷告了。直到一天，侧伏在床上，听到从母亲房间里的祷告，才明白她为每一个她认识的人祷告，而我们的安全都是母亲的心愿。然后呢，是学校，中国的数字教育，一寸光阴一寸金，什么光阴似箭的。 他们把所有的基因都把光阴买来逼着公鸡下蛋了，所以中国的学生都是八仙过海，各学生都能会的都会了，可是宗教却搞不清楚。记着一次考试前祷告，害得我考不好，那回家后的感觉就像竹篮打水一场空。然后就把我的那位神能贬多低就贬多低，结果后来呢？ 后来几天还得说对不起，每个人都这样，为了好处，毕竟不行春分难得秋雨啊。终于于去年的夏天，我来到了梦寐以求的国度，但令我意想不到的是，在度过2个星期的快活日子后，却迎来了大晴天的冰雹，全家人全副武装的迎接接踵而来的问题，而我却只能见风使舵。 3个月后，我上了学， 在学校你的感觉真是爱了一梦过。在美国学校的中国学生不过是一只被拔毛的凤凰罢了，连鸡都不如。但令我高兴的是，我认识了真神，在叔叔阿姨的带领下，让我感受到了教会的温暖，感受到了神的呵护。我在这儿学到了很多，才知道不当家不知柴米贵，每个人在这个神的家中都是捶打鼓另开张。我才体会到了花美在外边，人美在里边。我的知识很肤浅，我的目标很渺茫，但我认识了主，并且我相信了主，一切都很奇妙，一切都是恩典。这也印证了约翰福音的1:14，道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。神已经在我的心中的某个角落住了下来，我也深刻的了解到人要谦卑。在马太福音的18:3-4说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。所以凡自己谦卑像小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。最后我学到了信主是叫人得自由。也在我忘记几章，反而是在约翰福音里面的，所以天父的儿子若叫你们得自由，你们就真的自由了。我已深深的明白神在我心中播下的种子在此刻是已经开始生根发芽。然后繁星闪烁着，深蓝的太空，何曾听见他们的对语，沉默中微观你，他们深深的互相赞颂。谢谢。
I will try to keep this short. Okay, 刚才我就休息了，我现在有一点紧张。I can't believe 这一天真正的来到了，我很长时间在想这一天会是怎么样发生的。我还记得我们刚刚来一个教会的时候，那时候好像3岁，每几个星期的时候呢，就会有些人让我端一些盘子，上面有一些面包啊，一些葡萄汁，然后呢，我也想来喝一些，然后所有人在那里骂我，然后说 No， 不给喝，你还没有受洗，那就变成我第一个别人我想来受洗了，现在当然很多的原因，可是它还是保持一个小原因。我刚才我受洗的时候，我也没有感觉非常非常的不一样。可是呢 ，I hope I'm a different person now。我刚刚来教会的时候呢，我也不知道神，我没有完全知道 the concept of God。 可是呢，然后呢 Sunday school 呀，我父母啊和教会里面很多的一些人，他们都会跟我说什么神会听祷告的，所以呢我从很久以前就开始跟神祷告了。我一直到每天都可能有东西会求神要什么东西。现在我只可以想起来一个就是呢在 kindergarten 的时候呢，我们 half of the day 都是 recess， 然后呢就有这一天没有人跟我一起玩，我就感觉很伤心很不高兴，然后我就 somehow remember 要跟神祷告。我就说，主耶稣，我很不高兴没有人跟我一起玩，请你让一个小朋友跟我一起玩，奉耶稣基督之名，阿们。然后就两个人过来问我 Ying, do you want to play？ 然后呢我的这样有一个听祷告的一个主。 然后呢，我在那边有时候会求很多东西，然后一般来说总是都会得到那个东西。然后我就开始觉得神像一个 something that just you ask for it and he gives you whatever you want. 可是倒不是真的，不是真的。然后呢就，然后我这个神也知道那个，然后有时候后来有段时间我求过的东西他都不给我了，所以，可是，然后呢，我真的很 grateful 神这么爱我们，他把他自己的儿子奉献在十字架上面，他就可以给我们这罪人得救。我觉得是我全生命有任何人给我做的最 nice 的一个东西。我也很高兴神给我这么好的一个生命 well life， 他知道这会是最适合我的一个。可是当然有时候我还是会有一点点，但总是有时候some things that aren't just that aren't good。 而且我的感觉非常非常的 small and insignificant like an ant or something。And then, 然后我会想起神 ，and then 我会感觉好一点点。然后呢，我知道神不会让我的 worst case scenario 变成真的。我说 I think of 我自己 as 一个船，然后神 as 一个 anchor， 就不让我被吹走。我觉得这有个圣经的话，represents that pretty nicely。Psalms 18, verse 1 to 3. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. I think...That's pretty true, and it applies to me nicely. Okay. That's it. Bye.
I'm called 彭远翔。我是前三个月休息的，今天有感动，所以我上来做我的休息见证。OK， 首先我想读一下诗篇第23篇。大卫的诗，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏我的头，使我的杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。然后我想再读一下约翰福音的第十章。我实实在在的告诉你们，人进羊圈不从门进去，到从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。从门进去的才是羊的牧人，才是羊的牧人。看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。羊不跟着生人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。耶和华将这比喻告诉他们，但他们不明白说的是什么意思。 所以耶稣对他们说，我实实在在的告诉你们，我就是羊的门，凡在我以先来的都是贼是强盗，羊却不听他们。我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。盗贼来非要偷盗杀害毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的，他看见狼来就撇下羊逃走，狼抓住羊赶上了羊群，雇工逃走，因为他是雇工并不顾念羊。我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。我另外有羊不是在这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群为一个好牧人。请求我为什么信主呢？我一直在想我为什么信主。我感觉上就是说不经意间我就信了，但是其实不是这样子的。从小到大我自视为自己是一个坚强的人，但是你看我真的的确是很软弱的。我为什么信主，是因为我现在想出来我是因为我很软弱，所以我才信主的。从小大概小时候大概七八岁的时候，中国那时候有非常多的叫做那个鬼怪片啦等等的，我一看了结果晚上都睡不着觉，常常晚上四五点这样子做噩梦惊醒了，然后不敢睡觉在自己家里看起来很荒谬。然后我就会后来我就找到了一个方法，那就是我有一个银的十字架，所以我就经常就是把它挂在床头，结果那时候我认为是试着祷告吧，然后我就开始有一点点就是说平安，我说如果有主求你保护我，那么我从那时候开始我就依赖，开始有点依赖主了。再接着就是学习方面的问题，我那时候在中国我不是个很勤奋的人，但是每次考试我都考得很好，因为我每次考试之前都祷告。我说主啊求你给我一次机会，能够让我在那个在这样一个竞争的环境中能够让我脱颖而出。但是主的确确把我带到了那样子一个高处，但是我有一次吧，我得了一个成绩很好的时候，我看见以前的年段第一向我哭泣，我就感觉非常的伤心。所以我从那时候开始我对这个东西有一点点看淡，我就感觉我好像没有得到什么快乐。所以在这给我印象最深的是一次我在病床上面，我的母亲为我的祷告。我也不知道是不是我肚子痛吧，那时候是因为阑尾炎然后很痛，然后在病床上面我母亲为我祷告，她哭了，所以我看见我妈妈哭的时候我就很想哭。所以我那个我也不知道是不是因为那个阑尾痛我才哭的，但是我动手术那天晚上我没有哭的，所以我认为应该是主的声音感动了我。所以来到这里更不容易啊，所以我就是这样子，我软弱我依靠主，所以主就回应我，我更软弱的时候主就回应了我更多，这就是我信主的原因。谢谢大家。
人生当中我们不只从大人身上老年人身上，我们也是从年轻人的身上深深的看见他们在这个时候如何的归向神，我们实在是满心高兴。有一次我就听了一个 弟兄就跟我讲，你知道我们主耶稣快来了，地上蛮有灾难呢、啊。这个有许多方面的东西灾难来提醒我们。其实说我们坐在地上的时候，他说你知道吗，他没有讲最近的漏油的事情，油漏出来的话就像地球出血了，黑的 instead of 这个红的。他说我们每一个地方不同的地方，这里挖煤矿，中国挖，各处世界在挖，挖了个大洞，没有东西可以填，就水填进去了，铜矿还有更多的东西。那地球的形态是23度在这边转的时候是这样，你把它挖了这个洞那个洞，他说地球现在转不动了，转得不规矩了，走了这样弯来弯去，所以世界满了灾难呐、啊。但愿我们，我不是说他是先知或者什么，但是听他的话，我们有一个声音在那里。在我们有一个诗人就说，在我们安静的时候，神用尾声来提醒我们；在我们有动荡的时候，你在普通里面，神用个大比较大的声音来提醒我们他的脚步。当你在最大的痛苦中间，神用大声的喇叭来呼喊你们要回来啊，因为时候到了，神的脚步近了。但愿我们听的这些话，我们能够真正的为我们自己、为朋友、为家人祷告。所以我们感谢神，在这样子的困难中间，我们常常提醒我们要赶快传福音，把福音传给我们的亲友。我最近看电视，因为比较有这个，看到中国过去如何从这个穷困变得很强，而且得到世界人的赞誉。当我们看到灾难的时候，东北西南角开车的时候说，西南角没有水没有鱼3个月到6个月，怎么办啊，食物也没有。哎，过了以后这一段时间呢，又来一个大的洪水，流泥这东西一盖又是做水灾的。围着这些，我们是在说，神啊，求你怜悯我们，愿你的手来遮盖我们的罪孽，祝福我们的百姓。所以旧约里面就是以这个耶利米写了一个很伤心的事情，他说我的百姓，这个恶的百姓离弃我们，他自己就挖了一个井，一个离弃神，第二个自己做一些事情觉得很荣耀。那你挖了这个水池，这个水池原来是一个漏水的水池，你剩不住你自己的祝福。但愿神的声音来提醒我们，也借着我们的小孩 teenager， 让他们的声音进到我们的心。我们若不变成小孩的形象，我们就没有办法进神的国。神的样式啊，不，小孩的样式就是单纯相信刚刚所说的圣经的话，就是他们所借的见证。我们一起来唱个诗歌，时间到了，我们下一次有机会有的人可以再上来做这个见证。我们唱668首，我们要感谢神，借着耶稣基督我们在主里面夸胜，借着他给我们的能力，在软弱神上显出他的作为，我们要借着他传扬那美好的福音。668首，哈利路亚，耶稣得胜。我们就唱，请大家翻找，我们就唱一节，第二节跟第六节就够了，请大家起立。